Welcome to the Parenting Teen Solution Podcast, where we help strengthen family connections by supporting parents with tools and tips on how to communicate effectively with their preteens and teens. Are you a parent struggling to understand the changes in your teen? Are you worried about the communication gap between your teenager and yourself? Are you upset about the lack of motivation you are beginning to notice in your teen? We all experience one or more of these at some point in our teenager's adolescent journey. Stay tuned. Let's talk, let's share, and let's help each other as we take this ride with our teens. Remember, when we know better as parents, we do better. This is your host, Fina Chichi Ikeji. Hey, amazing parents, how are you all doing today? I trust you've had a great start to your week. So today we're going to be looking at how to help your teens build up their self-esteem. And I'm going to tell you why I'm actually covering this topic. I've had recently lots of parents talking to me about their teenagers being anxious and having depression. So it's been quite a few parents talking about that. And, you know, we know what self-esteem is. Self-esteem is like that mental picture that one has about themselves. And from research, we found out that helping teens build up their self-esteem is a crucial component to actually helping them to support these low mental health and well-being, like we have in the case of anxiety and depression. The way they see themselves is actually key in helping to support them overcome and kind of navigate and have better mental health outcomes. So it's so important that we then help them in building this self-esteem. Because I just don't want to just start talking and saying, oh, you know, let's, you know, medicate them and things like that. Yeah, there are some extreme cases that that will be the solution. But I'm not an expert in that field. Where I am an expert is in how do we then help them in the social side of things? How do we then help them build their self-esteem? Because their self-esteem is a crucial component in their whole mental health picture. So that's one of the main things. And I've spoken to a lot of teenagers who have gone through being depressed or just really with a lot of anxiety. And the first thing they don't appreciate about themselves is the way they feel about themselves. They have quite a negative self-image about themselves. And this negative image has built over time. It's built up from an assumption they made, or someone said something that they took a different way, or just different things. You know, we know that as well. Since the COVID, they said anxiety and depression rates among teens have skyrocketed. We've heard that. Even teens that were once confident were rocked by the isolation, or many of them that I talked to, a change in friendship group started causing the downward spiral. A change in location, they changed cities, they changed schools, or they got a diagnosis of neurodiversity, you know. So there's just so much things that our teenagers are facing in today's world that could actually cause the anxiety and depression. So, you know, a lot of times what I tell parents is there are things that we can control and there are things that we can't control. Now, those outside factors that are causing these anxiety and depression, yeah, we can't control it. But what can we control? Where can we come into play? We can come into play with helping them to build up their self-esteem. That's the part that we can play. And that's the part that I'm equipped to share with you, because I've gone through that as well with myself, with my daughter. And these are the kind of things that I helped her. And it's a continuous journey. I'm not saying that when we do this now, then everything just becomes magic. It's a continuous journey. It's built over time. But it's important that we start it and then we continue and maintain it. Yeah. So the first thing that I will say here is helping your belief. So believing in your teenagers even before they believe in themselves. A lot of times when you talk to teens who have anxiety and are depressed, they haven't got a lot to say about themselves. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in the things they can do. So you believing on their behalf, even before they start believing in themselves, is so important. You believe in them first. And one of the common mistakes that parents can make is that we can sometimes ignore their feelings or dismiss their struggles. If they say things like, oh, you know, I'm going through a lot. I've heard many parents say, but what, they're not paying bills. What do they mean they're going through a lot? But guess what? Even the things that they're going through is as big to them as the bills that we're paying. If they have a friend that has just suddenly stopped talking to them, that's as major as the biggest bills, house bills that we have to pay. So let's try and not dismiss their struggles. Don't downplay their struggles, please. Don't dismiss their feelings, please, because these are some common mistakes that we unintentionally make and actually can cause them to even feel worse about themselves. So the solutions that I have here for us is actively listen to them, validate their emotions, help them see better. That's really key. Okay? Also, with anxiety and depression and low self-esteem, a lot of times teenagers have lost trust in themselves and other people, including us, including their parents. So what we can start doing is having these open and non-judgmental conversations with them. It's very vital. Because what teenagers do as well is they test us. They come up for conversations, and if they sense any criticisms or judgments or comparisons, that conversation is closed to them. And so they lose more trust. So in order for us to be able to help them build their self-esteem around communication, let's make sure that our communication is not laced with criticisms, is not laced with comparisons. Let's make sure that our conversations with them are non-judgmental. And let's also avoid trying to fix the problem all the time. So they come to us for something and we just want to fix. Many parents are fixers. We just want to fix. But that can really get on many teenagers' nerves, because sometimes all they want from us is just to listen to them. And then we can ask them if they want some advice, but just listen to them. That's really key in helping to build up their self-esteem, because many situations, they just want to talk. They just want to share their hearts. And the more they can express themselves, the more they can share their hearts, then they start to believe in themselves more. And this builds up their self-esteem. So that's the second point. The third point I've got here is empowering them to make decisions. Do you know, what I do is I come and I ask, what do you think? What do you think about this? I ask my daughter. Oh, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? I like to get her own opinions. Because the more they can voice out their opinions, the more they can help to make decisions, the more they start to see themselves as special, as worth it. That, ooh, that suggestion I gave mom, she took it on board and it worked. Ooh, that suggestion I gave dad, he took it on board and it worked. That's going to help them build their own self-esteem as well. So empower them to make decisions. Even if you know what to do, just find out from them. Hey, hi guy, what do you think? What do you think I should do in this situation? Of course, age-appropriate situations you're talking to them about. Let them give a feedback, let them share what they think, and give it a go. And the more that they're able to do it, the more they start to believe in themselves and start to have a better mental picture of themselves. So really important, very, very important in that, empower them to make decisions. The other point I've got here is celebrate their small victories. Celebrate their efforts, rather than waiting for them to be perfect. And this applies to many parents who are perfectionists. When parents tell me, just in a, you know, just general conversation, oh, I'm a perfectionist, I like everything perfect, in my mind, I actually start to feel sorry for their teenagers. Because if you're a perfectionist, you're going to expect your teens to be perfect as well. Or you'll be picking on them for not being as close to your standard. And that's not fair. And that could actually ruin their look, their self-esteem, because they're looking for perfection, and perfection is an illusion. So I would encourage parents to, let's help them in building their self-esteem by encouraging efforts over achievement, efforts over perfection. Let them know that mistakes are okay. They're part of life. Don't go hard on them for the mistakes or the repeated mistakes they're making, because this can cause them to look down at themselves and have low self-esteem. And one of the biggest problems for low self-esteem is that it puts them in such a negative state of mind that they end up making wrong choices, wrong decisions. And they get into more trouble when they have low self-esteem. A lot of the challenging choices, negative behavior choices that many teenagers make, all comes from a low self-esteem. The fifth point I've got here is resilience. Resilience, helping them to build resilience. I love this quote that I saw, and it said, resilience is not about what happens to you, but it's how you react, respond, and recover from it. Oh, I love that. I'm going to say that again. It's not my quote. I found it. It said, resilience is not what happens to you, but it's how you react, respond, and recover from it. As soon as I saw this quote, I shared it with my daughter, because I love to share quotes and stuff with her. And I was like, wow. So it's about how we react to it. It's about how we respond. It's about how we recover from it. And that was a teaching tool in that moment. Yes, I was excited about the quotes, but I also used style and shared it with her as well, so that, again, she can absorb that quote and absorb its meaning. So again, this is what I do as well, sharing with them a few quotes and talking to them about it in my own situation, like, wow, so it's how I react and respond. Okay, I get it. This is what I tell them. That's what I was telling her. So I was using my own self as an example. I'm not saying, oh, resilience is how you react, how you respond. No, it's not about you. I'm talking about me, so that she can then have that time to reflect and say, oh, so it's how I react, it's how I respond, it's how I recover from it. That's what resilience is all about. Yeah? So that's key in helping our teenagers build up this self-esteem. It's important for us to remember that it's an ongoing process. Helping them just every day, finding ways. Have I shown them that I believe in them? Have I let them trust me to listen to them and listen in a non-judgmental way? Have I empowered them to make decisions? Have I celebrated the small efforts they're making? How have I helped them to build that resilience, to allow them to go through some challenges and not protect them and shield them away from challenges? These are questions that we ask ourselves on a daily basis so that we can help to build up their self-esteem. A child, a teenager with a healthy self-esteem is less likely to fall in the wrong gangs, to fall in the wrong groups, to make the wrong choices, to be swapped in negative peer pressure, to fall into mental health issues like anxiety and depression. A teenager with a healthy self-esteem has less chances to be anxious and depressed. So let's help them in the way that we can. Remember, as I said, we can't control everything, but let's handle what we can control. We can control the parts where we help to support them in building up their self-esteem. So let's do that, and we'll watch our teenagers grow and become these amazing, healthy emotionally, healthy mentally teenagers who become great adults. But as I said, It's an ongoing process. I trust this helps. Take care. Thanks for listening to this episode. I do hope that you did enjoy it. If you've got any questions regarding this episode or any other questions on parenting teenagers,
please do feel free to reach out to us on our social media platforms. We're on Instagram, Parenting Teen Solutions, and we're also on Facebook, Parenting Teens Solutions as well. Let's continue to grow together. Let's continue to encourage each other, inspire each other, and empower each other as parents of teens. Let's continue to thrive together as we navigate this journey with our teenagers. We help them, we communicate with them, we connect with them, we build that relationship with them as they go through this journey from teenagehood to adulthood. Until we meet again in the next episode, I want to say take care, God bless you, and have a fantastic, fantastic week ahead. Bye-bye.